Hey, this is Rob Corddry, and you're listening to Mad Scientist Party Hour. Hello there, friends! And welcome back to another episode of Mad Scientist Party Hour. My name is Kevin Kraft, joined once again by a man who pawned his pants and underwear in order to buy some lotion to jack his boner off in front of all of us. That's Jeff Clark.
What's up, homies?
And beaming to us from your mama's dildo drawer, the bearded booger eater with a very sore hiney, Shuddy Boy.
Yo, rap, rap.
Woo! Man, I'll tell you, the recovery from the Gamutra, that was not a fun journey.
Was it really that bad?
Yeah, dude. So the whole rest of the night, I'm sure it's no surprise to anybody that all I tasted and smelled was piss. My throat got all jacked up from it, from how, like, acidic it was. Like, I'm not kidding when I say that thing fucking shredded me. And then when I woke up the next morning, it tasted like someone pissed right in my fucking mouth. Like, I just had like that, like cotton mouth, but just like piss glue in my mouth. It was fucking terrible.
But are you feeling better? How do you feel since the taste is gone?
I mean,
do you see the benefits?
No, it didn't cure any of my shit.
So you still have AIDS?
Yeah, and cancer. It didn't.
And leprosy, right?
Yes, my penis fell off. It was terrible. The Gamutra did nothing. But like I literally just smelled it, tasted it. I went on the exercise bike and I was like sweating piss. I just like made it. Like, oh, I was just like fucking filling the room up. Burning lots of incense.
You should text Dr. Steve and just see what his thoughts on that are.
That I drank cow piss?
Just text him something like, what are your thoughts on Gamutra? And just see what he says. Don't tell him that we, you know, almost like you're testing the waters to see if it's something we should do.
He's going to be like, is this another one of your idiotic stunts? As usual, don't do it.
And then that's when you say, well, we waited to ask you until after it was done.
All right, let's see here. Wow. I haven't texted with Dr. Steve in over 3 years.
Since we got kicked off of 400-pound ape shit or whatever it was called.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, around there, I guess. Let's see. Yeah, but the Gamutra, like I could still smell it and stuff, and you know I had to break down all the podcast equipment and wash all this stuff, and that kind of didn't really get it. I had a headache for 2 days, my sore throat for 2 days, and then you know, so Jeff took the wine glass and put it out on my balcony, and I would wake up in the morning and I'd go over and I would make coffee and I'd look out the window and see that wine glass of piss. And just be like, not today. I can't do that today.
So it sat out there with the piss in it?
Yeah.
Now, it's been cool there, so it's not like it really evaporated that much and became even more distilled. Right? Like, how bad was it when you finally got to it?
So on Friday, I had to go early to meet with the sound team for the final pass before it got the thumbs up to go back to the editor. And when I got in my car in Poop Slime Alley, I could smell the Gamutra from my car. And I was just like, oh God, today has to be the day. So when I got back, I put on rubber gloves and I took the wine glass in and I went to the bathroom.
You just dumped it over the balcony?
No, because then I would still have to smell it. I mean, thank God it rained this weekend, so that would have washed it away. But I hit the flush on the toilet, and right when it activated, I dumped it into the toilet.
Into the vortex.
And flushed it. Yeah, yeah. I got it right in the middle of the cyclone. That took it down. Threw the wine glass into a trash bag and immediately took it out. And it's now Gamutra free. My apartment no longer smells like sewer stroming or cow piss. And I'm kind of hoping that next year's Oscar punishment is not anything stinky. Because that is not very fun to deal with at all.
Or at least it's sure. 3,000 miles away.
Yeah. Like, Shuddy Boy has to shit in his own mouth, no matter who loses.
Yeah, well, dude, you haven't been punished for a few years now, right?
No, I haven't, but there was a string where the Oscar punishment was always done by me. Because I was really bad at it. I've always, since betting became such a thing, I've gotten better at it because there's been things to research. And gets
really?
A little.
I haven't.
Oh, shut up. Yes, you have.
Right. I gotta say, how do you spell
so,
Gamutra?
What'd you say?
I'm trying to look up Gamutra because I'm. They pronounce it, spell it Gaumutra? Gomutra. Go. G-O-Mutra. Okay. What are your thoughts on Gomutra? Okay. Text went out to Dr. Steve. I will keep everybody posted on his response. God. What was the new number?
Who dis?
Yeah.
That would be crazy. I guess it's a good thing that I put Gamutra instead of what are your thoughts on cow piss. So
yeah.
If you did get a new number, I don't like my phone number's not turned into a meme or something. I'm trying to think back, like the first time I ever hit him up about something and he was like, don't do it. I think it was either putting my penis in a rat trap or.
That was definitely one that he talked about. What about drinking Visine? That was one that we went to him about.
Yeah. Or drinking vodka through my eyeball. I remember we were going to try that. Like pour vodka in my open eye and let it soak in. And he was...
What?
I think that got...
Who was we? But I don't remember this at all. Was I part of this?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure you were on the show. But I didn't... It wasn't like you were going to... Pour it in your eyes too. I was just going to try pouring it in mine. Because apparently,
thought maybe you were referencing like an Ellis thing that you connected with Dr. Steve. I don't,
No, that was an MSPH thing. And because I think we saw some news story about frat kids were doing it or some shit.
Yeah. We probably should have gone to him before we beezed also.
What was that again?
Putting the Burt's Bees. Chapstick on your eyelids.
Right.
Yeah, but I think Dr. Steve, I think the strongest reaction we ever got out of Dr. Steve was when I asked him about pouring vodka in my eye. And he was like, this is, I mean it more than I've ever meant it. Do not do this. That will like burn your cornea off and your vision will be like permanently blurry. Something to that effect. And I was like, okay, that's scary enough to make me not want to do it.
As it should be.
Yeah. Every now and then I'm about to do something and I bail. And I'm usually pretty happy with myself for not going forward with it. I'm glad I did not pour vodka in my eyeball.
I'll be honest. There was always the thought with the Gamutra in the back of my mind that maybe we should run it past Dr. Steve first. But I decided to stay silent about that in case he told us not to do it.
Let me ask you this, Shuddy Boy. If you had lost the bet and you had to drink the Gamutra, would you have reached out to him?
Absolutely. I wouldn't have waited for somebody to have to suggest maybe we should talk to Dr. Steve. It's been even longer since I've texted him, and I would have been like, yo, Our dumbasses got me into this situation. How do I get out of it?
Can you save me, Dr. Steve?
Yeah.
I
can
need
you provide me with a doctor's note, please?
Yeah. Well, I really hope that is my last time ever losing the Oscar bet. That was a huge bummer. And I was.
Well, listen, if we lose next year, you and I have to go to fucking college and then become cops.
No, we're not.
Damn right. Come on.
I was
LAPD needs good apples.
I was at the mall this weekend with Carl, and we walked into a department store, and right when we walked in, it was a lot of leather stuff. And I was like, oh, this smells like bad. Oh my God, it smells like fucking Gamutra in here. She was like, what? I'm like, yeah, I think it might have like fucked me up permanently on smelling leather, because that Band-Aid-y smell that we were getting, Jeff, it was very reminiscent of like the leather smell too. And then I kept telling her, she was like, was it really that bad? I'm like, yeah. And I told her the thing about how when I got on the exercise bike, I was sweating and my sweat smelled like piss. And she was like, I don't want to hear anything more about this. Please stop telling me about you drinking cow piss. But hey, survived. This weekend is a very holy holiday. Do you guys have any plans yet for 420?
I think I'm going to New Jersey.
How fancy.
Yeah. The Pumanati Sean has a barbecue pop-up that is going to be at a 420 event in Tom's River at the Stoned Dojo.
Oh my God, Tom's River. Yikes.
So I might head out there to hit up his Tiger Style barbecue for some pulled pork and coleslaw. I think that's what he said it was. Hold on, before I botch this completely, let me get actual details. It starts at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Yeah. Pulled pork, mac and cheese, coleslaw.
All right. That's strong. So you're just going to get stoned out of your mind and pig out?
So I'm 92% sure that that's what I'm doing, because all of the kids have their own lives now and don't want to hang out with me on 420.
Come on, you guys don't want to smoke some weed with your old man?
Well, we for like the last several years, every 420 weekend, we've gone to Pennsylvania Cannabis Fest.
Ah.
A great family adventure.
And none of them want to go.
Hey,
are they going to smoke weed otherwise, or are they just done with it?
Draven barely ever will smoke with me anymore. It breaks my heart.
Do you call him a narc?
I do.
You wearing a wire?
Nice.
I say things like, oh, I remember when you used to like to have fun with your dad.
Yeah, you probably could have phrased that better, but.
Well, that's true.
Hey, when you guys pretend to be sick so we can get a child's ticket into the cannabis fest. What about you, Jeff? Do you ever do anything, or you just smoke your usual amount of weed?
Yeah, I just smoke my usual amount of weed. 420 is pretty much like St. Patty's Day. You know, I kind of have a beer every day, so I don't feel like ramping it up for the Irish holiday. I don't know. I'm not going to go out of my way to make anything bigger out of 420. Hmm. I feel like it's, I mean, yeah, you can get some good deals like at the dispensaries, but like the lines are going to be super long and annoying. So
yeah, I have no urge to deal with dispensaries on Saturday. I don't even
that
need
would be
anything.
A fucking nightmare.
Like that's, what'd you say?
That would be a nightmare. Cause I remember, fuck, I'm having this like vague memory. There was utter chaos in Los Angeles when it went wreck. Cause a lot of dispensaries didn't file their paperwork properly, or some weird clerical error fucked up like 80% of the dispensaries. So It might have just actually been early January when the year went, when the law went into effect for the new year, but for a few weeks, it was a nightmare getting into a dispensary. It was like 45 minute to an hour wait at least at every place because everybody was just funneled. There's like more dispensaries than Starbucks, but when like 80, 90% of them get shut down, everybody's fucking going to just a handful, and it was a goddamn nightmare. I just stocked up already. There's this really, really sick dispensary at Carl's place that has pretty crazy top shelf weed. And your second visit there, you get 35% off your order. So I was just like, ooh, all right, well, I'm going to stock up for winter. And got like a few bags of some top shelf weed. And I go through weed so fucking slowly, man. I'm a pathetic old man.
I've been down a pack myself, actually.
I tried to actually step it up this weekend so I can hang. I mean, I'm not going anywhere or doing anything. I'm just going to. She's doing her yoga thing still, and she has like an intense in-person day on Saturday and Sunday. So I'm just going to smoke weed and play video games while she's gone. Which I'm actually
That's
really
the great
forward to.
Way to spend the high holy day.
What about getting super stoned and putting on a movie? What are like some of your favorite 420 movies?
They probably definitely Armageddon, Rocky. I don't know. I don't have like specific stoner movies. I never got into Half-Baked.
Really?
I think Half-Baked is fine. I have no problems with Half-Baked. Yeah. I don't think it's... I wasn't into pot when Half-Baked was big. So it was just a comedy movie to me. I had no connection with it. So I don't hold it on that high of a pedestal. Like, I can't quote it except for the fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, you're cool, fuck you thing. That's really the only quotable I remember from the movie.
I mean, when I was in Bing Boing school, you know, my senior year, I did enough, maneuvering and weaseling around to find myself in the independent dorm. So we weren't allowed to have TVs or anything, but there was this one dude in our school who was very proficient with tech and computers and all that stuff. So, you know, like the N64, when you would plug it into the TV, there was like the red cable, the white cable, and the yellow cable.
Mm-hmm.
So he found a way for us all to buy those that you could just install in your computer tower. So you could just plug your N64 into that and play it on the TV. And then like that was around the time when computers started coming with DVD drives and shit. So that was our workaround in the dorms of not being allowed to have video games and TVs was, you know, we'd watch DVDs on our computers and plug our N64s into them. And in the independent dorm, there was nobody watching over us. So after school, almost every day, we would smoke weed in my one buddy's bathroom, and then we would watch Half-Baked in my room. And I must have seen Half-Baked like over 100 times my senior year. Because like, I don't know, when you're a fucking kid, when you're in high school, you're like, oh man, I'm such a fucking rebel. I'm sitting here smoking pot. So I pretty much did have Half-Baked memorized, but I watched it so much that I haven't watched it in an eternity. I should give it a rewatch and see how it holds up. Did you know they put out, I think they just put out a sequel to it?
What?
Yeah. And I think the only person who came back was the actress that plays Mary Jane. Let me see. Half-Baked. I think it's called Totally High. Yeah. Oh, it comes out tomorrow, April 16th. And it looks like Koechner is on the cover
art. David?
Yeah.
Half-Baked, Totally High.
Oh man, I'm kind of curious. I don't know who those two leads are. Look at this. Half-baked, totally high.
Dexter Darden. Let's go to good old Letterboxd D and look into this a little bit further.
Yeah, this requires more information.
Totally high.
And how is it that it's coming out with no fanfare? Like, the only reason I knew this was coming out is because I regularly check the Blu-ray release dates on this website for the Movie Night Patreon.
So, here is the synopsis. It says it will follow JR and his friends as they search for money to bury one of his best friends who died from smoking the most powerful joint in the world. That's the synopsis on the D.
Oh, no. Someone overdosed on marijuana?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Dexter Darden, who's listed as top billed, was in the Maze Runner movies.
Okay, I've heard of those. Never seen them, but I've heard of
them. And The Binge.
The Binge. I don't think I know what that is.
It's a 2020... It's a stupid movie that wouldn't have been on our radar. And then the second lead is Moses Storm. And the only thing in his 12 movies on Letterboxd that I've heard of is Fool's Paradise, where he's credited as...
Oh, that's no. Fool's Gold I'm thinking of, I think.
Yeah, Fool's Paradise, last year with Charlie Day.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Where he has a role as junior agent.
Well, whilst we're talking about weed, I think I showed this to you guys once after I got it. This soy sauce weed, like how crazy the packaging is getting.
Mm-hmm.
So this time I picked up an eighth of this stuff. It's called badger milk. Is that like a euphemism for cum? I guess not.
Sounds like it, right? Like animal cum? Animal giz, if you will.
Yeah. But it's really purple. I don't know if it's going to show over my god-awful webcam, but...
So, badger milk was a fake bodybuilding nutrition supplement that from the animal.
The Rob Schneider movie?
Yeah.
No way. Oh, now I'm going to have to watch that so I get the reference. Yeah, this stuff is pretty powerful. It's only like 33.3% THC, but this has definitely sent me into the terror zone. And I haven't tried this one yet. But look at it. It's like one of those little fucking like Hunter S. Thompson hats or whatever.
What did we smoke when I was there?
Was
that the Bible weed?
No, the Bible weed is gone. But that was half badger milk and this other, what's it called? Top shelf weed that Carl got. We made like our own little blend. What did you think? Did that fuck you up?
Yeah, it was good. That's all high.
Yeah, so I'm probably going to have a panic attack on Saturday. I'm not cool anymore. This sucks.
Dude, yeah, I'm with you, but I'm not as much of a pussy as you when it comes to weed.
No.
But I've definitely dialed it back.
So do you still wake and bake, Jeff?
No, not really. No.
Why have you dialed it back? What's take us through your thought process there?
Well, I don't wake and bake, and my lady doesn't really smoke, so when we hang out, I don't smoke very often with her, and yeah, I mean, I'm just because I don't wake and bake, and because I don't smoke as frequently through the day, I have a lesser tolerance, so I end up just smoking like a bowl or two every night. Sometimes I'll get up to two, but really I don't like smoke blunts really anymore. So that
Really?
like notoriously kills weed. No.
Oh, blunt up.
Yeah,
Never.
blunts were your favorite thing. You would like
Yeah.
fillet them while you're rolling them and like slobber all over it and
Yeah, it's like a blunt stick for sure. I didn't make those fucking noises. It sounded like little mama and her dog bowl. But I definitely did lube it up, shall we say?
Yeah, Shuddy Boy, I know we talked about it years ago, but what would you think about smoking a blunt that Jeff filleted so aggressively that he had to then microwave? Is that a bummer to you?
Not really. If it was dry, I'd be able to not think about it. I don't like when it's like fucking soaking wet when it gets to me.
Yeah, it's like a cigarette that went through the wash. It's all just like fucking
Yeah.
limp and sad.
Yeah, that's gnarly. I want no part of that,
What
but
the
could
fuck,
dry it
man?
up with the lighter or,
It's
the
like
microwave, I guess.
paper mache. No, you. Well, anyway, Shuddy, we talked a little bit about this before the show, but you and I have both started, you have finished the Fallout series
Yes, sir.
on Prime. I kept seeing people just losing their shit over it, so I texted Carl because she's always looking for a new series, especially one that we don't have to wait week to week for, like, help, like
That was a
Shogun.
pleasant surprise. I thought it was going to be one where it was going to be released one episode at a time.
Yeah. But Fallout was being hyped up for a minute. Finally came out, and I just kept seeing all these people losing their mind talking about how great it was. So I texted Carl. I'm like, hey, new series. We got to watch it this weekend. And we made it through three episodes. You watched the whole thing. And thumbs up.
Oh my God, yeah. It was excellent.
Yeah.
I loved it. I thought it fucking ruled.
Yeah. We're both very, very happy with it as well. I mean, anytime.
Mean, that first episode is so fucking gnarly.
Yeah, there's some heavy, brutal violence, which, hey, I am always on board for.
Yeah, I definitely was not expecting it to be that brutally violent.
And that main actress, Ella Purnell, I was not familiar with her before this, but God damn, is
She's
she.
in
What?
Yellow Jackets
I'll never
on
watch that.
Showtime. That's where I recognized her from. But what were you going to say about her? I'm sorry.
No, she's just awesome.
Yeah. I mean, everybody in it was awesome. Even Dollar Bin Jonathan Majors.
The guy from the Brotherhood or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that nickname tracks. Well, I guess now that Jonathan Majors is officially canceled, that guy's probably going to get a lot more work.
I mean,
He
he
just has to get
looked so
jacked.
much like him, just a little, but a bit younger.
Were you thrown off at first when they said that that main girl, her name is Lucy McLean?
No.
Oh.
Isn't that?
It sounded familiar, but
Yeah, it's John McLean's
wait,
daughter.
that. Oh, I was thinking what's his wife's name?
Holly.
Okay,
Gennaro.
right.
Holly Gennaro McLean.
Right. Yeah, that fucking bitch.
But yeah, like in the Die Hard movie where Timothy Olyphant is the bad guy, she's played by Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
I
She's
haven't
like
seen that one.
Lucy McLean. I was like, Lucy McLean? Come on, that one's taken. But I mean, Walton Goggins. Walton Goggins is the fucking
man. Just can do no fucking wrong. Like, he basically plays two completely different characters in this show. And he fucking crushes it.
Yeah.
He steals every fucking Oscar scene. One day.
He better. Walton Goggins is a name that will get me to watch something.
Oh, yeah. He and Vice Principal played one of the more demented characters in television, or really story history.
Oh, my God.
Vice Principals was a fucking, like, it. Baby Billy, he's a transvestite prostitute in Sons of Anarchy.
I've never watched Sons of Anarchy.
He's got range.
Yeah, the dude can do anything. Like it's he's amazing in it. Like it's such a good show. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I feel like as the Righteous Gemstones went on, Walton Goggins, like Baby Billy, just became a scene stealer more and more with each passing season.
I mean, I'm still waiting for Baby Billy's Bible Bonkers.
God, I fucking love that bit. Something about that alliteration, like every single time it was mentioned on that show, I could not help but piss myself. So yeah, I mean, Walton Goggins being such a big part of that show is just like a force of nature. Fucking love that guy. So yeah, I mean, I don't know, especially with how busy Carl is with her, like in her training shit this coming weekend. I don't think we'll be able to finish the remaining 5 episodes, but definitely looking forward to crushing the rest of that. And
I mean, it's the way it's. The story's told too is fucking awesome because it's told from they're each a separate story and then they all throughout they intertwine and then they break apart again. It's really, I think visually it's really good.
Yeah.
The effects are awesome.
Yeah. They got the look down right. And when Carl was asking me about it, cause I played, I think 1.5 Fallout games. And I was kind of explaining it to her, and then I'm like, wait a second, no, I think I'm getting fucked up here. I think, because vaults play a big part in Fallout games and the Borderlands games. And Borderlands
I'm not familiar with either game series, so I've been confusing them since both. So I was like, Borderlands, that's the one with Walton Goggins. And Draven's like, no, that's Fallout. Okay. Borderlands is Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes.
That's exactly what Draven. So and there are a lot of similarities, though, aren't there?
A little bit. They are kind of like wasteland, apocalyptic. One's just in outer space, on like other planets, and Fallout's on Earth. But I played. I think Fallout 3, and I think that was a game that ate my soul. So I beat the shit out of that game. I went and did like all the side quests and all that stuff. And I think I was playing Fallout New Vegas and I was in the middle of a quest and my fucking character, either my character got stuck inside of a rock or an item that I needed to pick up got trapped inside of a rock. Like it fell into the terrain, like glitched out and I couldn't get to it. And you needed that to progress the game. And my earliest save that wasn't an auto save was like back at the beginning of the game. And I was like, nope. I guess I'm just not beating this. And I never played a Fallout game since. And I also have video game amnesia. Like, I don't remember what happens in the plot of video games. You know, I play a game, I beat it, and then I forget everything that fucking happened in it. So I've seen people calling out all the Easter eggs like, oh, that's from the game. That's from the game, too. And I'm like, I remember Nuka-Cola. I remember paying for shit with bottle caps. I remember the Pip-Boy, the little display on people's wrists. That's sort of like a map and inventory and stuff. But like people, I don't know. It makes me feel the more I talk to other people, the more stupid I feel. Because I'm like, man, why does everybody have such a good memory?
Well,
I got like a fucking head injury.
If it ingrained in you, like if this was Super Mario, you'd be on the other end of the spectrum.
That's true. Yeah, I do. I guess I do know a lot about
like it's
Super Mario.
It's different. It's just how it was the media was consumed. You didn't consume it as deeply as they did and let it envelop you.
Yeah, that's true. Jeff, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you never played any of the Fallout games.
No, I'm kind of scrambling over here to catch up. Know what you guys are talking about.
I played Fallout 4 for about an hour and got so frustrated I never ever went back to it.
Fallout, is that the one where the guys play football? Oh, no, wait, that's Madden.
Is that the Atari game where you jump over the holes?
Oh, holes.
How similar is it to Uncharted?
Not very similar.
It's more similar to Skyrim than it is to Uncharted.
Of course. I should have known that.
Oh, I played the fuck out of Skyrim.
And see, that's why Draven can't understand why I didn't like Fallout, because I did play the shit out of Skyrim.
You did?
I did, yeah.
That doesn't seem on brand with your type of nerdiness, Shuddy. I never had you pegged
as
a Skyrim
player. For some reason, Skyrim really sucked me in.
Oh, it sucks.
And that's a game that I would start over. I would get pretty far, and then I'd decide I wanted another different character, and I'd start it over.
Damn. That's like, yeah, that's a whole nother level of nerd. I did not know that about you, Shuddy.
I really enjoyed Skyrim.
I'm going to have to give you a wedgie when you fly in for the premiere.
Says the dude who is still playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah, Pokemon Go is cool, man. Just ask the ladies, man. Chicks love it.
I think two out of three of us would disagree with you. Therefore, based on the way this democracy works, it is not cool.
Yeah, fair enough.
Chicks love it, says Kevin.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you play Pokemon Go? Ooh, how'd you like to catch my Squirtle? If you catch my drift.
Oh, wow, what a line. In your defense, I mean, Carl's hot and she goes to Pokemon events with you. So it didn't hurt your relationship, which I think it probably should.
Yeah, hear that? F you, Shuddy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff, what's up your butt?
I don't know, but just mounting golf losses, the pressure of creating daily content in the sports gambling space, growing my audience in that space, and
growing my grundle hair.
Fucking who's the guy who and Silence of the Lambs, he jerks off and throws it at Clarice. Miggs?
Yeah, I think it was Miggs, yeah.
Getting a big old Miggsing from Uncle Sam today. And it's rattled me. Shaking me to my fucking core.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. Tax day is fucking annoying. But hey.
It's pretty much the case.
It's almost over.
I fucking burn a flag today.
Yeah, don't let you hear your coworker say that.
Oh, I'm going to put it in our group chat on Slack.
Oh,
I'm going to put a video of me doing it in our group chat in Slack.
You pussies.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. I was just about to ask, but I think I know the answer to that question because of our group text. But, Jeff, you're going to go see Civil War today?
I'm going tonight. Yeah. I heard it was good, and the military hardo, Outkick, wrote that it's one of the most realistic modern combat movies ever made, according to a veteran special ops guy. I don't know, dude.
He's our resident G.I. Joe.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, the writer connects with a lot of like legit G.I. Joes. He's not one of them, but he does interview a bunch of them, and supposedly it's fucking gnarly. It's very violent, yeah, which I'm excited about.
I saw it in IMAX. And
oh, you saw it?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it last night.
So are we going to segue into a review here? Can we just get the review now?
Yeah, why not? Those gunshots, like I don't know what it sounds like in a regular theater, but there's a lot of surprise gunshots. I'll put it that way. So you'll just be watching the movie. It'll be very quiet. People are talking and then just like, pow! And like everybody was jumping out of their skin. Like Carl like flew up in the air and landed two seats down. It was so fucking loud. And I was pretty high for it too. So every time there was just like some enormous gun blast, like, yeah! But it is really intense. It's pretty heavy. I know there were one faction of people that got very triggered by the trailer coming out, but there's no real political leanings in it. So they shouldn't have gotten triggered at all.
Well, wait, who got triggered? Which political group? There's only two.
Yeah, the Red Hats. They were all bummed out.
Huh. So, in the editorial call, one of them mentioned that the director is like really liberal. But he also said that the president in the movie is a Democrat.
No.
Is that true?
No. They never, there's no political leanings whatsoever in the movie, like at all.
Okay. All right, then. I guess he got that wrong. That's what he had heard before he even saw the movie. I haven't read his review, so.
Well, no, because the way they do it, and like, you basically see the entire movie through the point of view of the press. So the narrative doesn't give you enough backstory for there to be sides or even, I mean, they do kind of hint that the president is a bad guy, but like it's never pushed too hard. And like, okay, they kind of just, it's like a road trip. So like these group of press members, like photographers and stuff, are just making a road trip and they stop along the way and like random shit happens and people are getting fucked up and there's battles happening and they just jump out and cover it. And no one ever says what started the Civil War, what led to it. And then they made, you know, the resistance is basically California, Texas, and Florida. So unlikely allies in real life. So I think that was a way of like showing zero political leaning in any way, right, shape, or form by having like three very specific political states being united as one.
Yeah. Who are never united on anything.
Yeah. So it was, yeah, it was.
That's huge for California though. Oh! Because we have a lot of badasses here, but not as much as Texas and Florida. So getting them on our team is huge. Is this a Dr. Steve update?
It is.
Did he say something effective? Man, you're too old to be doing this shit still. Don't bother me anymore.
No, he literally just sent a link that says chemotherapeutic potential of cow urine. A review.
Like, dude, can you give me the cliff notes on that? I can't read all that.
I know. And then he followed it up and just wrote, I mean, it's cow urine.
Right. That's fair. That's a fair text.
Okay. I'm gonna write back. TLDR. No, I'm just kidding. It's, I mean, look at this. This is a fucking camera. I mean, it's a massive like study that he sent me. Oh my God, this is enormous. So they really went through it. This looks like a very in-depth, serious study. And the conclusion, I somehow managed to just exactly scroll to the conclusion section. And I don't know what any of it fucking means. On analyzing the effects of different preparations of CU, I guess that stands for cow urine, FCU, which means fat cow urine? I don't know. Had better activity than CUD. Activity of FCU and CUD from indigenous cows was similar to streptomycin and tetracycline. Ayurveda also mentions that FCU of indigenous cows is the best. I don't know what the fuck is going on here, guys. More well-planned studies in human subjects are required to fully assess its potential as an effective antimicrobial agent, as most of the studies quoted are in vitro studies. God damn it. So I'm just gonna say, like, oh, I chugged some.
I need to go deal with a big acai emergency.
Uh-oh. Shuddy's got to go throw somebody out of a helicopter.
Well, when we're gone, me and Kevin will not be talking shit about you or making up false situations that you could be dealing with. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but it won't be that.
That's fair. Thank you for not talking about any of that.
Are you going to mute us, though? I mean, you have to, so fair enough.
Yeah.
See you soon.
All right, bye, Shuddy. Hey, Jeff, how weird looking do you think Shuddy's penis is?
Shut the fuck up.
And I can't believe he hired those molesters to work at the ICE bowl shop. It's terrible. I hope that's not the fire he's putting out. Well, it's only one list. I thought you needed to be on three lists for me not to hire you.
Oh man. So Dr. Steve is sending me more links, more articles. One is called Utter Nonsense, Cow Urine Promoted for Health Benefits. So he said,
who would have saw that coming? Yeah.
He said,
I thought it'd been legit.
Won't hurt you, but probably won't help anything either. You have to define your endpoints pretty carefully. All right, hold on. Let me just write back to Dr. Steve. Can't leave that guy hanging. He wants me to call into Weird Medicine to talk about it.
That's fair, right?
Yeah.
You should. Maybe we can get some more of the listeners we lost over the years from him not returning.
Yeah, we got to get that Dr. Steve bump.
Man. Yeah, dude.
Clear butt goo.
How much? I think Jesse Plemons kicks ass. How much of Civil War is he in?
Big media wreck.
Is he like the main character?
Thick and gamey.
No, so it's pretty much four people throughout the whole movie. It's like four people on a road trip, and then everybody else is kind of just in it in bits and pieces here and there. So he's like a soldier that they stumble upon. So he has his own little like vignette. It's almost like an anthology in a way, because it starts right in the middle of it. And they never say, you know, what started the Civil War. And they do mention that the president is serving his third term and executes any press on site.
Yeah, I just Googled it. This is weird. So Rotten, it gives like under the about section. I'm not in Rotten Tomatoes. It gives you the Rotten Tomatoes, Metacritic, and IMDb scores. And then you scroll down a little further and there's like reviews and from Google reviews, I think, and ratings. And it gives you the average rating. So Rotten Tomatoes, score Civil War 82%. IMDb scores at 7.6 out of 10. Metacritic 78%. The Google reviews give it a 2.7.
Oh. Out of 5 or out of 10?
Out of 5. A 2.7. Fuck. Out of like 1,923 reviews.
Huh.
I tend to believe that more, but I already bought the tickets, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know. This is one of those things where I could see moments where you would be like, oh, and might not like it.
Well, let's see what the one-star ratings are.
I mean, I saw a lot of good reviews. The only negative reviews I saw are people complaining that it's not political. But it was
no sympathy for any of the characters.
Because I mean, I think everything
plot, forced everything, acting.
I think everything in the story is pretty much arranged, so it's just 100% neutral, which is an interesting approach to it, and it's like a different way to experience a movie like this. But there's some heavy moments, and like the end, like the last 20 minutes or so, are fucking intense. But it's not like a huge, crazy, like, battle movie, you know? It's not like super action. It's just kind of like realistic in the moment type stuff. I don't know, but Carl and I both enjoyed it. Thought it was cool.
What's up, Flick? And you're saying it could, like, it's a toss up for me?
Yeah.
Some things could run me the wrong way. And
I feel like anything's a toss up. Like, I'll give you a heads up right now. There's Jeff does not see tit, and nobody plays football in it.
Mm. There are cars.
There are cars. Yep.
Okay.
There are cars. There are explosions. There is violence and lots of blood. But there's nothing for you to spank your monkey to. And I know that's very important to you.
Yeah.
Hey, this fucking dick's not going to beat itself.
Exactly.
So, Shuddy, I did get somewhat of a definitive stance from Dr. Steve. I know you were going.
Okay.
He said it's cow piss won't hurt you, but it's probably not going to help you either. So.
That's fair. All right. And did you tell him it was distilled?
I didn't. But he wants me to call into Weird Medicine and leave a voicemail. And then pop in and do a live appearance on his Patreon show sometime, which I am fucking always down for. Love me some Dr. Steve. Check out Weird Medicine. If you're not familiar with Dr. Steve, he does a podcast called Weird Medicine where he is an actual doctor, but he has a potty mouth and the same sense of humor as us. So he will explain medical shit to you in a way that dum-dums like the three of us can comprehend. And he also does it in a silly and comical manner. It's just an all-around very entertaining show. And you can also call into the voicemail line and write in emails. And if you have any questions about yourself, you can write in and he'll answer them on the show too. So check it out. Weird Medicine. Dr. Steve. He's the fucking man. I'm sorry, what were you going to say, Jeff?
I'm going to say, when you go on the show, are you going to promote your upcoming movie, your solo Patreon, or the podcast?
I'm going to promote it all.
All three. Man.
I mean,
you think I'll let you get that many promotions out?
Yeah. Dr. Steve's a good guy. He's always been supportive. I mean,
yeah, it bums me out. We haven't had him on in a while. He is the homie.
I have reached the point in my life where I'm promoting more things than a fucking cam girl. I'm essentially a cam girl.
Have you responded to his request yet?
No.
Reply only if you come on MSPH. Play hardball with that motherfucker.
All right, I will. So, Jeff, I'm guessing you haven't seen anything. You and the ladies of the True Crime Club haven't watched a new documentary?
No, I feel like I have something to report. Or something that I've seen, but nothing's coming to my brain.
Guys, check this out. this fucking lady gets murdered, and this guy, he fucking did it. Oh!
And it was her husband. Ooh.
Oh, man.
Now, it's all sports. It was Masters Week last week. Got NBA playoffs. I have a feeling, at least in your opinion, my viewing is just going to get gayer and gayer. So I am going to Civil War tonight, though.
So I have a... I know I'm sometimes like the soup when the Super Bowl happens, it's like, you know, the Johnsons versus the Bing Boings. They go to the line of spinach and somebody wins. But then there's other sports where when they crown the true champion, they have to battle each other like 18 times. So it's like best 17 out of 18. What do you prefer? Do you feel like there's any sports where you're like, oh, will you fucking guys just get this shit over with and pick a winner? Or could you watch like best 99 out of 100 to find out who wins soccer?
Absolutely. The latter. No, I mean,
you'd watch 100 soccer games, Jeff.
Well, I mean, he threw that in at the end. I think he just meant like 7-game series versus the one and done.
I guess what I'm asking is, are you ever at a point in your life where you're like, man, I'd really like to just fucking do something else other than sports? But
I have something to review, by the way. I can't believe I forgot this, but anyways, continue.
Like when you're watching your 22nd hour of sports for the day, are you like, oh God, I wish they'd show me like a fucking little bit of mercy.
It's how he makes his living, Kevin.
Yeah, so I know. But like, do you think an accountant is like,
I listen to sports podcasts and review sports scores and stats after I'm done watching sports.
But like an accountant,
do
you think an accountant wishes every day was tax day so they could be working even more hours?
No, most accountants probably don't like their job.
That's true. But I mean, like even me was like sometimes.
Listen, Kevin, if you love your job, you never work a day in your life.
Yeah, that is true. Just because you're into film, would you be anti watching film?
No, because I mean, like I was just about to say, you know, for doing the movie night Patreon. It's way more work than I thought it would be. And I have to do like a shitload more research. And, you know, I watch all the bonus features that come on the Blu-rays that I have. And I'll watch the movie again. And then I'll rewatch it with director's commentary. And, you know, like a hour and 45 minute, 2 hour movie. It takes me like 3 hours for each watching. So I have to keep pausing it and taking notes and stuff. And it does get to a point where I'm like, holy fucking shit. I'm on like my 13th hour of working on this one episode that I'm going to do. I would like to be able to, I don't know, go for a walk, read a comic or something. There's never anything like Jesus Christ, this is my 18th hour of golf today. I would like to just watch a cartoon or something. Consume something else.
No, between the gambling and the variety of sports that I'm into, I kind of never get sick of it, to be honest.
And you have that. Like,
I guess gambling adds like a wild card component to it. Cause like, if I lose, yeah, there is a certain amount of losses where it's like, you know what? Maybe I'll put away the basketball for the day. Maybe I'm done with this. You know what I mean? Like, I will get whacked so badly that there are times where it's just like, you know, I'm fucking, I'm going to watch true crime docs. Fuck this.
You know what? I think I'm going to try one of those Fallout games.
I've never gotten myself to video games over sports, but yeah, I don't know, man. It's tough. I genuinely love sports so much and it's always like, it's unpredictable. Like that's the thing between the big differentiator between my hobbies and your hobbies. I mean, you know, I guess not with movies, but like superhero stuff, you always kind of know who's going to win, right?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
You know the outcome, and you don't in sports. And obviously, there's only two options in you know team sports and the games themselves. But like golf tournaments. You know, you got 150 guys starting in a golf tournament.
Yeah.
It's a lot of different options that could happen, or, you know, so.
I mean, I get that.
It's a boring answer, but.
Because Carl has said the same thing to me. She's like, I've never met anybody who likes so many things. Like, you just like head over heels love movies. You love comics. You love video games. Like, you even like fucking anime. Like, you like to draw. You write. Like, she's like,
Hobbies, dude.
Yeah, she was like, how do you, like, you snowboard. How do you like so many things? And I was like, I don't know. But now that you mention it, I haven't been bored in like 28 years.
It's pretty like kind of straightforward, you know?
Yeah.
You have prioritized your hobbies and single life over adulthood. And that sounds fucked up, but I mean, I'm the same way. So
Shuddy is more walking
amazing for being able to do both. Like, he, give him credit for raising children and He-Manning out.
Shuddy Boy just walked away. Like, he was at a cocktail party and farted and walked away from the conversation.
No, because it's now spring and it's sun out. I've been relying on some natural light today, and the window directly across from where I'm sitting is the neighbor's driveway, and he's out walking back and forth. So I just got up and shut the blinds.
Oh, you don't want him spying on you?
Well, he's looking in. He's going to see me sitting at the computer talking with the fucking light umbrella pointing at his head. It just, those are the ones that remind me of the neighbors in the burbs anyway. So no.
Oh, the Klopex.
Yeah.
God, I want to rewatch that movie.
80s, it's worth it.
80s Tom Hanks. That was a vibe, man. Joe versus the Volcano, Big.
Apparently, Corey Feldman was a handful on that shoot.
I believe it. He apparently had no composure when Michael Jackson visited the set of the Goonies. Which I learned doing my Goonies episode of Movie Night.
Well, I had already learned that because I read Choreography.
You read the whole thing?
Yeah, it's fucking great. It's really worth a read. It was really compelling.
I mean, I love me some Corey Feldman. I rewatched License to Drive somewhat recently. God, what a fucking great film. What a film. What a picture. That's what that word was made for. You talk about things like Citizen Kane, Vertigo, License to Drive. Those are pictures, my friend. That's a picture. Yeah, she.
Being in the business, you can say things like that.
Did I tell you guys that I saw The Burbs in the theater?
I'm sure, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sequence when Tom Hanks has a nightmare about being barbecued on a giant grill, we were like at the exit row when I changed my mind and found courage. And I was like, you know what, Mom? Let's go back to our seats. I'm going to be a big boy and finish watching The Burbs. Well, it's kind of a creepy movie, though.
We watched it during spooky season.
Did you buy a copy of it at the meth mall?
No, it was streaming somewhere.
Let me consult with the D. Maybe that'll be tonight's stoned movie to fall asleep to.
It's on Netflix.
Oh,
at the moment.
Yeah. Joe Dante. Joe Dante is just a fucking warlord. Love that guy. Huh.
I did see something. I've completely spaced out on it because it's been wrong. Because it's been a while. I don't know why I said wrong. I just got a fucking... You just got a message about something, someone saying something was wrong, and that's why I switched the words. It's been a while because I went to Tuesday movie night, so it's been like 6 days, but I saw Monkey Man. Have you seen that yet, Kevin?
No, I wanted to, but it was, oh fuck, it came out last week, I think, right? And
maybe
I wanted to see the first Omen, and I wanted to see Monkey Man, and I let Carl choose, and she likes horror movies, so we ended up seeing the first Omen.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't had a chance to just run off solo and see Monkey Man, but I want to see it. Like, looks like some John Wick, Dev Patel shit.
Yeah. It is Dev Patel doing his best John Wick impersonation. He also directed the movie, so good on him for that. Although I didn't really like how he directed it. I felt like it was too much like close-up shaky cam stuff, and it was one of the first times I could say that, like, I don't know about dizzy, but like it was a little uneasy to watch. Like, it was too much close up and shaky camera shit. The action was pretty good though, I will say that. Or some sick kills and a lot of gruesome but good violence. Like, it wasn't like over the top gory or anything like that. So I enjoyed that. Dev Patel definitely had hands and could whoop some ass, so that was cool. The plot, there was a few holes in it that kind of threw me off, and I never really came to accept, I guess you could say. And what else was my issue? Yeah, I guess I'll just leave it at that without getting too spoilery. I think I said that right. Whatever.
Sploy Lee.
Thank you. Perfect. I'll give it like a 2.75 out of 5.
Oh, really? Not a big fan, huh?
No.
It's been getting good reviews, but the shaky cam bummed you out?
Shaky cam bummed me out. And then the other stuff, I just don't want to like mention because I don't want to like spoil it or anything like that. Yeah, but. Yeah.
All right. Well,
I don't know. I'm not as good at reviewing movies as you. I'm not a professional like you. So, well, yeah, I'll stick with my 2.75 score.
All right. Fair enough. I still want to see it. I just don't know if I'm going to have time to sneak away during the week to see it. Cause like, I'll give a quick movie update. Cause I still get people hit me up from time to time, but tonight's the night when the sound team is like officially turning over everything back to the editor. I went in on Friday, sat in on it. We made a few tweaks here and there, but it's crazy like watching it. Cause when you watch the rough cut until sound is finished working their magic, it sounds like everybody was kind of recorded on an iPhone. You know, the audio source is going back from either the lav mic on someone's lapel or a boom mic, and there's like a lot of room noise. And when we shot the movie, we had to have a couple generators going, so there was generator noise in the background. And these guys at Enhanced Media got all of that stuff out. And he was also like, and props to whoever was your sound guy on set, because we had way less cleanup to do than we usually do, and it made our lives a hell of a lot easier. We barely had to get any additional ADR, like get people to re-record lines for it and stuff. So it's like a night and day thing. It looks like a movie that you filmed on your camcorder, and then once the sound is like perfect and sounds like an actual movie, you're just like, oh fuck, look at this motherfucker right here. So there's been a lot of back and forth with that, and I'm now in the process of picking screenshots and grabbing them from high-res files of the movie so somebody can make a poster. And I think I was telling these guys in the Easter egg, but we're going for like a 2000s and even almost like shout out back to the 80s comedy poster where it looks drawn kind of like Grandma's Boy and Detroit Rock City and stuff like
Animal
that.
Animal House.
Like, I always dreamed of having a poster like that for a movie that I made. And but it's also, we're trying to get it so for when the movie premieres, it's just like a screening for cast, crew, and friends, but we want to have those new posters done and printed so we can kind of have them up on display. And, you know, the fucking premiere's in like 3 weeks. So we're... Might happen, might not happen. But we're also working on a trailer, too. So once the editor gets, you know, everything back from the sound team, I'm going in to just oversee the titles and just graphics and inserts and stuff. And then it gets exported into its final copy. And then the movie's 100% done. And then we have to work from that on the trailer. So I do want to get a trailer out. I know people keep asking about it, and it's coming soon. And as far as where you can watch it, if you can buy it on DVD, unfortunately, not up to me. It's whoever we sell it to. They decide when they list it on their service. They decide if it gets a physical release because, you know, making physical copies of a Blu-ray, you know, it costs money, you know? You have to get it all printed. You have to get the menus made. You have to get special features. If you want deleted scenes in, it costs money to get, you know, the sound and color corrected on all those. So it's a fucking process. And it's all stuff I would love to be able to have, like, hold a fucking copy of a movie I made on Blu-ray. That would, like, I would giz myself.
But yes.
That's in the hands of fate, not me. So that's kind of what we're looking at. The movie should be 100% done this week. And then,
fuck yeah.
And then we find a buyer, and that's a whole process in itself. So
what's the process for that? Do you send the trailer off? Do you send like a press packet? Do you send the whole movie?
You do all of that. So you send a trailer, you send kind of like a pitch deck. I mean, a pitch deck is usually used to try and get funding for a movie, but it's also like, you know, like a press kit. So it has all the info there and graphics and pictures of the stars and all that stuff. And then a link to the trailer, because from what I've heard, people have short attention spans. So getting somebody to sit down and read an entire script, goddamn near impossible. Getting them to sit there and watch a 90-minute movie, a little less difficult. But getting somebody to watch, you know, a 45-second trailer is usually pretty easy. So it's basically you get contacts from people. Like, I know a few people that have ins at certain streamers that have agreed to, like, yeah, when it's finished, I'll put an email chain with you and this person that reps the company and goes out and searches for things to buy. And I'm kind of just hoping that...
About your connection with Scorsese, right? That's who's going to do that for you?
Yes. Good old Fartin' Martin. He lets me call him.
Fartin' Scorsese. That's you, buddy.
That's actually how I got my in with him. I saw him eating a steak at Musso and Frank's, and I walked up and I was like, hey, you know, I'm a budding filmmaker myself. My friends call me Fartin' Scorsese. And he laughed so hard, he coughed up a piece of steak and it hit Richard Dreyfuss in the eyeball. Dreyfuss hates me now. Scorsese loves me. But yeah, that's a lot. I wish I had more concrete answers for a lot of the questions that have been coming my way, but that's the best I can do at the moment. But we're trying to find the best home for it possible. And we're all fairly confident that it's going to end up somewhere because it happens a lot. Fuck loads of movies get made and then just die on the vine. Because nobody wants to buy them.
Jeff, are you going to start setting odds and taking bets?
Oh, how dare you?
Where it lands.
No. No, I don't think I'm going to book this kind of action. Just root for the homie.
I appreciate that.
Poor guy.
I appreciate
it. Yeah, man.
It.
Hopefully it gets to a huge streamer, even maybe a
fucking... Hopefully it doesn't get to that big of one where he can leave us behind.
But big enough where I can ask him for money.
Yes. There's got to be the balance. Like, yeah. It's got to be big enough where we can get something from him, but not big enough where he realizes he doesn't need us anymore.
Yeah.
Well, if I could manage your guys' expectations for a moment... For a first-time filmmaker on an indie film, I will not be able to lend you guys any money.
All right, then.
I don't know anybody said anything about a loan.
All right, I fucking quit. That's it. It's been long overdue, and that's the final goddamn straw. I'm fucking out of here.
Listen, when we had that conversation about how Uncle Sam is raking us all over the coals earlier today, I was very worried that it would go poorly. So I'm glad it didn't. And there was no need for any of us to feel like we needed to quit today.
Oh, geez.
Huh?
How cryptic, Shuddy Boy. I mean, we can't quit yet. We still have to figure out the conclusion of Queef or No Queef on our Patreon, which you can listen to if you subscribe at patreon.com/madscientistpartyhour.
Yeah, we got a lot of suspense, dude. Who knows how that season's going to end?
It's a close game all the way around.
Good thing we played like 70 games, right?
Yeah, we are approaching the tail end of season 3 of Queef or No Queef. It's coming down the wire. A lot of nail-biting action.
Not only are we approaching the tail end of Queef or No Queef season 3, we are approaching a brand new season of Crafter Jeff, Shuddy Edition.
Fuck, that's right. Oh boy, I forgot. When does that come back again?
Like the week after John Cooper premieres.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm looking it up. What is it? Is it season 14? Right? That's
the United Taints of America.
May 29th, so it's 3 weeks after John Cooper.
May 29th. God, fuck. Man. I was trying to plan like a... never mind. Whatever. Patreon is my life. I am shackled to it.
Yeah. Yeah. No one gives a fuck about your plans as they affect Crafter Jeff. They just want their Crafter Jeff.
Yep. I'll catch my breath.
Didn't
I'll
we
catch
have to do
breath.
Crafter Jeff with you from like Wyoming?
Yeah.
Isn't that what you recorded while you were at your sister's wedding?
Yeah. And then we had to do it from Joy's old room in Jersey last season.
Pretty sure we did it in my late grandmother's like spare bedroom.
You definitely did it when you were at that wedding in upstate New York.
Yep. Marriages, weddings, deaths, nothing fucking stops Crafter Jeff.
Yeah. That's how dedicated we are. And you can support the homies by signing up. Patreon.com/madscientistpartyhour. Check it out.
Although,
you'll enjoy it.
Uncle Sam definitely tried today. He tried. He tried to end it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, any sort of joy, any sort of joy and enthusiasm we got from doing Patreon, it's just like, wow. We really are just doing this for the love of the game, huh?
I mean, yeah, for sure. I love the Puminati, though. And I like hanging out with you guys, so it's all good. It's just money. It's just thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of money.
And listen, none of us would be in this situation if we had planned better for this day.
Well,
I will take no responsibility. I will put this all on Uncle Sam.
Yeah, me too.
It fucking sneaks up on me every single year. What? It's April 15th again?
Oh! Sorry, guys. I'm Canadian. What about that?
Dude, have you guys...
Do I have to pay taxes
now? I know. People don't care. People shouldn't care. I mean, everyone has to pay taxes, so everyone kind of gets it. And I'm definitely not trying to, like... complain about being able to tell fart jokes and make a living. I thank you so much, guys, for helping me do that. But I was looking at filing an extension, and have you guys ever looked into that?
No.
So when you file an extension, it's like you can file an extension, but you still got to pay the taxes that you owe.
So, and they're still collecting interest on it from the 15th of April. That much.
Yeah. So what does the extension mean then?
it's like, the penis extends further into your butt.
Because if you don't get the extension and you file late, there's a penalty of like $500. So that's really what you're saving yourself by filing the extension is just that $500 penalty that
also
gets tacked on.
Should we like pull the curtain back and say what we're really bummed about here? Do you guys object?
Scottie Scheffler winning the Masters?
No. Do you guys object?
Not at all.
So Patreon changed their rules for this year, and Patreon takes a massive bite every month out of what we earn. Like, it is preposterous, fucking jaw-dropping amount of money. It's crazy.
The Godfather.
And when you go to withdraw your money every month, they also take another $20 just to fucking kick you right in the fucking teeth. Like, yeah, you know that enormous chunk of money we just took from you? We're going to take a little bit more every month on top of that. They announced this year that we have to pay their taxes on the fucking money they gank from us. So it was just like,
it's not quite like that.
Here comes Shuddy the bootlicker.
No, we just, like, no, it's the way that they're doing their accounting now. We just have to know to deduct it as an operating expense for the quote unquote business.
It's still a dick in the ass.
It is still a dick in the ass because none of us understood that until 2 p.m. Eastern time today.
But I mean, has there ever been like a bigger fuck you to like you pay the taxes on the fucking money we're robbing from you? Just God damn it. It really just does take the fucking joy out of life, huh?
Yeah. It was kind of like, where did this money go? Oh, it's the Patreon fees that we're not even seeing, but the IRS wants us to pay them money on it.
I really wish it was you pocketing it, Kevin.
Yeah, wild for real,
fucking for real. Wild.
That would have been an easier pill to swallow if you had been fucking embezzling.
Kevin's a homie; he needed it. Like, whatever, I can get over that.
Yeah, I just want you guys to know that going forward, mark my words, I am too stupid to embezzle anything. Rest
well,
easy
listen, when Jeff and I talked about this, he did ask the question. He was like, what do you think the chances that Kevin's doing something shady? And I was like, I really don't think there is. And then I started looking a little bit further and I was like, why the fuck is the difference so much greater than last year? I'm like, maybe I'm a little bit less convinced that Kevin wasn't involved. I go, listen, when I talk with Kevin, I will know instantly based on how he reacts to what I'm saying. Like, if he's shocked and dismayed, then he's not involved. But if he even gets slightly defensive, then we'll know that something's amiss.
I will say, I feel like a normal human being in my situation would be offended, but I'm actually complimented that Shuddy Boy thinks I'm smart enough to pull something like that off.
I said there was a 50% chance that your storm is over.
I said 10, so I was more on your side than Jeff.
I didn't say that. I don't know what to think.
I honestly did not think that it was something that was done on purpose by anybody. I think, like I said to you on the phone, I think it's just us being three dum-dums
In the shock of the century, Shuddy Boy, it turned out to be corporate greed. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought it was, and I mean, it basically is chalked us up to us being dum-dums and not knowing what to look for.
It is funny. Yeah, when me and Shuddy talked about it, and he told me like the final result or whatever, it was the Patreon thing, and it was like, oh, you know what? That's actually the most logical conclusion.
Yeah,
like, that makes the most sense. Actually,
those dots are the easiest to connect.
A fucking, I knew it wasn't Kevin Hyman Roth. Just siphoning fucking Kevin Belfort, just siphoning money off. But let's get out of this. Let's get out
Kevin
of this.
Rothstein.
I don't know if it's the end of the show or if we can do anything else because
yeah,
the
real.
Only thing worse than talking about taxes is listening to other people talk about their taxes.
Yeah, for real.
I will say, though, the one funny, there's a really funny episode of Bob's Burgers where they go to the accountant to have their taxes done and accidentally eat pot cookies. That's fucking hysterical. Once Upon a Weinstein, I think, that episode of Family Guy.
All right. Thank you, TV Guide Shuddy.
You're welcome. If anybody's looking for funny accountant and tax-related adult animation cartoons, I highly recommend both of those episodes.
Yo, an accountant walks into a bar. You can also follow us on Instagram. I'm at Kevin Kraft.
At Shuddy Boy.
That's it. Oh, at Jeffro Records.
And at MSPH Podcast and at John Cooper Movie, if you wouldn't mind. What's up, Shuddy? You raise your hand.
I just wanted to remind everybody, 11 a.m. Stoned Dojo, Tom's River. There's a 420 event, and Sean and Tiger Style Barbecue will be out there serving up some eats. And I'll probably make an appearance at some point.
Go harass Stone Shuddy on 420. And if you would like to see this podcast, if you want to see the fish-eating, piss-drinking fuckery, youtube.com/madscientistpartyhour. And if you're a movie nerd like me and you want to hear some in-depth, crazy deep dives on some of your favorite movies, Movie Night with Kevin. Patreon.com/Movie Night with Kevin. Sign up. New episode every Friday. I'm in the midst of doing 80s Action Month. I just did Die Hard, The Terminator, and this Friday, RoboCop, baby. The RoboCop
part episode. Man, part machine, all cop.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me. Five dicker all day. So check it out. Let's see. What else? Did we cover all show? Oh, Outkick Bets with Jeff Clark. Jeff's going to be watching 18 hours of golf on his football matrix, triple TV setup in his living room while little mama eats her own kuchana. Did I sum that up properly?
Yep. That's pretty much perfectly described. Thanks. I'll be having a golf DFS and betting expert on my podcast this week to break down the RBC Heritage. So that'll be very cool. I'm excited. I haven't connected with this gentleman ever for a podcast. So it'll be a lot of fun. He is a lot more successful than me in gambling on golf. So you're going to want to tune in to that if you do like to gamble on golf or just gamble on sports, generally speaking. Also, I'll be doing an NBA playoff preview podcast and be doing, I want to say, daily NBA playoff podcasts Monday through Friday until the middle of June or the end of the basketball season. So I got all that coming up on the Outkick Bets podcast with Jeff Clark. Please follow, subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff.
Yeah, check it out. All right, everybody. Thank you guys so much for listening. But until next time, whoo, something. Poopity poo poo poo. Okay. Where are we? Here we go. Here we go. God damn. What up, Shudster?
Not much, yo.
Making sure everything is back in working order after I had to break everything down to wash the tablecloth after getting piss on it.
Well, maybe you should have put a poncho on the table.
Maybe I should have just put milk duds and lemonade like you did.
I didn't do that.
I don't know. I didn't see any evidence to the contrary, Shuddy.
That would be extremely slick if I did.
I'm a fucking cuck. I'm a goddamn cuck.
Oh, there's Jeff.
Oh, I thought he was here. I really did.
I'm starting to think I haven't encountered enough vaginas. Damn it. I think I would take the shot of jizz.
Oh, excuse me. Shot of giz. Let me get a quick water refill.
Said I love up the way you move. I love you.
Dookie boy.
The cocksucker.
Damn it. I think I would take the shot of jizz.
I'm going to text a picture to the two of you guys.
Ooh.
And I want to see if you laugh at it. It's not like
the suspense.
It's not my dick or anything.
It better not be.
Or my grundle. All right. I just sent it, I think.
Not a laugh, but a chuckle, because that is just straight up laziness, inconsiderateness, and entitlement all in one picture.
Yeah, you know how like that joke about BMW drivers? Like every time you get cut off, it's a BMW. Every time someone's driving like an asshole, it's a BMW. Tesla has definitely elbowed its way and been like, hey, me too. Every time I'm like, what a fucking scumbag. I look, I'm like, ah, and there's the fucking Tesla emblem.
Yeah, I had someone driving so bad this morning, so aggressively this morning that I even thought they were driving like an asshole, and it was a Tesla SUV.
I guess this morning.
That's not relevant to the conversation, Jeff, but good for you, buddy.
Well, you were talking about things you did this morning. Jeff felt left out.
Jeff needed to chime in.
Yeah. Actually, you know, Carl and I were at the mall this weekend. And I keep telling her, like she saw her first Cybertruck on the road and was like, oh my God, I saw one. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of see them pretty frequently now.
And then, I have not seen a single one.
Oh, I see.
In Quakertown.
I saw, I think, two or three on Friday alone. But then, you know, we were at the mall and they have like a Tesla store. So she was like, I kind of want to see what they look like. And I saw some meme showing the bed capacity for it. And it had like four bags of cement. And then it showed that same amount on a bicycle.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah.
But I can confirm after going in person to the Tesla storefront in this mall that the bed is way bigger than that. That's like a fake meme.
But it doesn't mean that it can carry more than that weight wise.
I mean it can pull a lot according to the specs, but as far as like the size of the bed, it's way bigger than like I saw someone that like they put a bicycle in it and only the front wheel could fit and the rest of it was hanging out of it. And it's like, all right, like Elon Musk's a chode, but Cybertrucks do have big beds. And I know I'm in the minority, but I think they look fucking cool.
They don't look cool at all. They look like every Pinewood Derby car I half-assedly made.
Like, I don't like when I was a little kid and like seeing movies about the future and be like, oh man, I can't wait until it's the future and stuff like that. And then like, I don't know, this looks like 80s future. And my inner child
this
is like
looks
fucking
like
sick.
The Cybertruck looks like the Wish.com version of those things.
I mean, look, Shuddy, I would love to agree with you, but I got to be honest.
And Elon Musk is a chode. So
he is.
Him and then them being ugly, like it shouldn't even be, we shouldn't even be wasting our breath on this nonsense other than to shit on it.
Well, Shuddy boy, I'm not very good at lying and God damn it. Fuck me. I even told Carl, I was like, believe me, nothing makes me feel like a bigger asshole, but I think it's fucking cool looking. I hope
if there's even a chance that you buy one. If John Cooper sells,
no, I'm not.
You're going to put me in a serious moral predicament.
Shuddy boy, I'm not buying a Cybertruck if I ever somehow reach that pay bracket in my life. But also, like, It's just not practical for LA anyway. I wouldn't want a big car. I have a moderate sized sedan, and it's a fucking pain in the dick to park in these goddamn narrow parking spots. I can't imagine a giant fucking Cybertruck.
I mean, how much of a pain in the ass was your Challenger?
Not that bad. I mean, it was bigger than my silly Malibu, but I mean, the Cybertruck is just, it's fucking enormous. Like, just walking up to one and being that close to it and poking my head in the window, it's comically large. There's no fucking way you're having a good time driving around LA in that. But whatever. I would take
a Cybertruck. I think it's kind of cool. I mean, the design is whatever, but I don't know. Like, I think Teslas are pretty dope. One of my homies who I was hanging out with last night has a Tesla, and he does not like it. But I have a couple other friends who have one, who have Teslas and fucking love it. And every time I ride around in them, I think they're pretty sweet.
Listen, for the most part, as far as the cars go, I have no problems with the regular Tesla vehicles. I think they all look sharp. And if I could have afforded one when I bought my Passat, I was considering it. So it's not, I just think the Cybertruck is fucking ugly and ridiculous, and every time I see a new thing about some owner who has a problem, as soon as they drive it off the lot, like, I'm like, it's what you fucking get for.
I mean, when I
aligning
years,
yourself
years
with
ago,
the fucking
when I was,
South African devil.
When I was working with Tully, like, him and his wife both had Teslas, and this was before Elon was like, "Hey, look how fucking cool and edgy I am, guys! Aren't I cool?" Like, even back then, he was like, it is a fucking nightmare owning this car. It's like, maintenance is a fucking nightmare. Customer service is a fucking nightmare. He said, like, every time he got on the phone with customer service, they would, like, vent their frustrations about how much they hate working for Elon. And, like his policy seriously changes based on what he tweets. And then we're left to deal with the fucking chaos of it. And, like, yeah, apparently owning a Tesla, at least from him and his wife's perspective, it has been a nightmare. And they're like, "What? We would never buy another one." But then again, I see that fucking Tesla truck, and my little nerd boner starts wagging in my face. I mean, I would not be bummed out if other car manufacturers were like, "Yeah, we're all gonna make like cars that look like they're from Blade Runner." Like, fucking yes. Do you have any that aren't $90,000, please?
I want the one from The Wraith.
Oh, that Charlie Sheen movie?
Wow. Dodge concept car.
What a deep cut.
I'm glad that you understood without me having to explain it. Once I said it, I was like, ooh, that's definitely too deep for Jeff, but might have been too deep for you.
Nah, Shuddy, I'm here to pick up your deep cuts.
Now that we're officially 3 weeks away,
yeah.
Which producer do I send my rider to?
That would be Ben South. You can bother him.
Listen, I don't know what you guys have to do, but that fucking theater better serve Mountain Dew.
I want
or else.
Baja Blast.
Or fucking else.
I require premium seating. I want a volcano built into my seat. I want a thrusting dildo near the ass part of my seat that goes in and out through the exciting part.
No, that's Jeff's. That's for Jeff.
Oh,
guys, I'm sick of being the gay guinea pig around here.
Is this theater 4D? Does that mean the ass part of my seat's going to vibrate? Could I bring my gardeners?
Motherfuckers.
Oh, man. Jeff's salty today.
Oh, great. Now Jeff's pissed.
Let's lay off him, Shuddy.
Dropping like 40 units today to Uncle Sam.
Yeah. Uncle Sam's really fucking putting him through the ringer today. We should take it easy on him.
Yeah. I mean, my butt kind of hurts too.
I mean, we all.
It stings when I shit.
We all took it a little bit from Uncle Sam this year. It just appears that Jeff might have gotten the extremely aggressive large black version of Uncle Sam.
I mean,
yeah,
that's
the Flash Gordon version.
We got DP'd by Patreon being like, hey, we take a enormous bite out of your profits every month and then charge you $20 every month to withdraw your money. But you guys also are now on the hook for paying our taxes on what we rob from you. It's like, ugh, scum fucking bags. I would watch whoever's responsible for that. I would watch their execution on TV and hope they get fucking boiled in battery acid.
I would throw money in for the execution. Champagne proms, you know, I'm just swimming in the dough, so can't complain too much.
Yeah, I mean, I do have this luxurious
Poop Slime Alley
front property.
TurboTax is asking me, do I have any questions about my return? And it's like, yes. Why is it so high?
Yeah.
That is my question. My question is, why are you fucking me so hard?
Usually people kiss me before they fuck me like that.
Yeah, put on some lipstick. I like to be kissed when I'm getting fucked. Which is my favorite thing Eric Cartman has ever said. And he said a lot of good stuff.
Like he's in that Best Buy and he pulls his pants down and aims his ass at his mom. Go ahead, Matt. Fuck me. Fuck me in front of all these people, huh?
So, fuck, I love Cartman. Good man. Good man.
You guys don't hear my ceiling fan, do you?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, man. Well, Ibericos?
Fuck me.
Fuck me. Let's get this show on the road. What do you guys say?
I got to finish writing the intro. Hold on.
All right.
I had to deal with fucking tax fires, and then we're like up against the
movie
clock
stuff.
Getting a trailer made and a new poster, which is pretty exciting.
That is pretty sick, actually.
Really excited about the new poster. It's going to be kind of like that old school drawn cartoon look, kind of like Grandma's Boy and Detroit Rock City.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're going that route. But I have to be the one that pulls all the moments and screenshots for the poster, and I have to mark all the trailer moments. So it has been that on top of all the other stuff. I'm looking forward to sleeping again, guys.
Home stretch, homie. Home stretch.
Crawfish and shrimp. Itafui.
Itafui, that's my favorite.
El Blunto. Crawfish and shrimp. Itafui.
Crawfish and shrimp. Baba Booey.
The fuckers.
Oops. Oops. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Shuddy, can I have record permission?
You may have record permission.
Recording in progress.
Oh, they now made the record button a two-click process. These pussies.
Two-step verification.
We texted you a code. Whew, man. All right. Shall we?
We shall.
Los Angeles, California, we have the Mad Scientist Party Hour.